what I have seen in my years here, it's rather sad, but it's just a factor of life. There used to be a lot of yacht building all round Cowes. Wonderful. Lovely skills, great people involved. But nowadays, rather like the car industry, yachts are built well inland in Europe, in this country, almost on a conveyor belt, and then they are fitted out here. So in other words, the original yacht building of those wonderful skills does exist, but not used so much as they used to. It's rather a sad thing. Mm-hmm. However, especially as youngsters who go into it, they go and learn all this high-tech equipment and all the rest of it. And then, of course, to the horror of the ship and yacht building industry, their eyes see the glitter of better employment with such technology that they move into other industries. Mm. I always remember listening to an after-dinner talk where a visiting team captain of a yacht said, "Cowes is unique." He said, "Where can you be in a collision on the starting line one day and the next day that yacht, having been ashore, is back on the line the next day?" There's even one famous shop built by Lalage Yard. This was taking part in Cowes Week. Very famous owner indeed. And they had to leave a security guard on board all night when it was moored. And to their horror, first thing in the morning, they found that some vandals had scratched into this beautiful varnished hull some political slogans. Do you know, that yacht was on the slip within 15, 20 minutes in a boatyard in Cowes. It was back on the line at 10 o'clock that morning. Perfect. Not even the owner knew until he was told afterwards. That gives you some idea of the capabilities in the port.